KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 30s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, temperatures upper 20s, wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, around 50, winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, low of 26. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, mid 50s, and Sunday night, mostly cloudy. Right now, it's 5 above.
Mid-America Network News. The Senate approved a bipartisan measure yesterday limiting President Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. The Iran War Powers Resolution says that Trump must receive approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and seven other Republicans joined Democrats to pass the resolution on a 55-45 vote. Kansas Senior Senator Pat Roberts voted against the measure. A Colorado man has pled guilty in a 2018 murder case in western Kansas. 46-year-old Emilio Nunez Torres of Fort Collins pled guilty to second-degree murder and aggravated robbery. Nunez Torres was charged in the September 2018 death of Baron Diaz Bautista in Hodgman County. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
One person died in an accident just after 1:30 this morning in Shawnee County. A vehicle crossed the center line and struck another vehicle head-on. Both vehicles had only one occupant. Fire crews extricated one driver from a vehicle, and they were pronounced dead by medical staff at the hospital. A private vehicle transported the other driver to a Topeka hospital for treatment of minor injuries. No names have been released. A snowstorm and the slushy roads a couple of days ago did not keep Donna and Alan Gardner from making the trip to Topeka to claim their $528,000 Super Kansas Cash Jackpot. The lucky winners matched all five numbers and the Super Cash Ball on Saturday, February 8th to win. Originally, the Gardners thought they had won $100,000. It wasn't until they remembered that the jackpot had reset and the previous numbers showed that their win was over $500,000. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. A jury has convicted a man charged with killing a Nebraska college student whose body has never been found. Joshua Keitel was found guilty of second-degree murder in the death of 19-year-old Tyler Thomas, who disappeared December 3, 2010, after she left a party near Peru State College in southeastern Nebraska. Prosecutors had argued that Keitel told authorities that he and Thomas had sex in his vehicle the night she disappeared, and Keitel later told investigators that Thomas threatened to report that he had raped her. Keitel has maintained he left Thomas alive at a Missouri riverboat ramp near the campus. The National Weather Service says there is an elevated flood risk along the eastern Missouri River Basin this spring. Communities along the lower Missouri River already were bracing for the prospect of more flooding this spring because many of their levees remain in poor shape. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at rustyyakford.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Commerce has announced that several area communities were approved for community development block grants. Marysville will receive $600,000 toward construction of a new consolidated fire station proposed on North 20th Street on city-owned property adjacent to and just east of Feldhausen Field. The $1.6 million project would include a nearly $1 million contribution from the city. Hanover is to receive $600,000 for water distribution improvements throughout the community and will utilize $3.73 million in matching funds through USDA Rural Development. Centralia was awarded $535,000 in grant funds for electrical distribution system upgrades throughout the city and will match funding locally. Additionally, among the $17 million in grant funds, awards were announced for Riley for sanitary sewer improvements, Belleville for a new fire truck, and Concordia for sewer and storm sewer improvements. A total of 39 Kansas communities were among recipients. Flu season is hitting hard. Tammy Stoll with the Marshall County Health Department reminds those with symptoms to stay home until recovered so as not to spread the virus. Annual flu shots can be helpful in preventing some strains, but are not as effective in the middle of flu season.
Most importantly, if you want to reduce your risk of catching and spreading influenza, you get a flu vaccine. You know, we have populations of people that are immune compromised, so you're not only getting a flu vaccine for yourself, but also to help protect others maybe that can't be vaccinated.
A reminder that certain segments of the population are at increased risk.
6 months of age and up is recommended to get a flu shot. So from the time you're infant through that whole span of life, an annual flu vaccine is recommended.
Tips to avoid the flu include frequent hand washing, if you have the flu virus, rest and recover before making contact with others. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County last Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Greg Marples, age 61 of Marysville, lost control on U.S. 77 north of Marysville near Indian Road, crossed into the opposite ditch, then returned and rolled three times. The driver was the lone occupant and was trapped in the vehicle until responders arrived. Greg Marples was transported to a Lincoln hospital with disabling injuries. USD 108 Washington County School Board, at their last meeting, approved adding a clay target shooting team to extracurricular activities open to high school juniors and seniors. Seven students had indicated interest. Jay Kern will coach the team, and Aaron Toole will handle administration, practice beginning March 29th, and competition April 19th. Although this is not sanctioned through KSHA, more than 80 schools will be represented at a Kansas State contest in June in Sedgwick. Washington County has also implemented a bowling team this year. Coach John Metz was a recent guest on KNDY and commented,
"It's awesome. When we were kids growing up with my folks owning the bowling center, I wish we would have had that when we were in school. There are so many opportunities now with bowling in college and going on that this opens a lot of doors."
Metz indicated that he was pleased with the interest.
We've had a lot of interest in the lower classes that have came in and joined our youth league earlier, so that's shown a lot of interest in the younger group since we've not had bowling before. Looking like we've got some good opportunity for some kids that don't participate in the other sports.
Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Jackson County Conservation Districts are presenting the Heart of the Farm, a women in agriculture meeting in Corning, Saturday, February 22nd. The day-long program features a number of guest speakers on animal health, estate planning, stress management, and disaster planning, among others. Details online at kswomeninag.com, with pre-registration due Friday, February 14th. Contact the Nemaha County Conservation District at 336-2186.
Damon M. Bowman, age 40, of Washington, passed away Friday. Celebration of life, the family will greet friends Saturday from 2 until 6 at the FNB Bank basement in Washington. Ward Funeralum of Washington in charge of arrangements for Damon Bowman. George S. Feldhausen, age 86, of Marysville, passed away February 2nd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial Saturday at 1:30 at Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for George Feldhausen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a turkey and Swiss sandwich on whole wheat bread, potato soup, Zellerine carrots, and berry bliss. They will be closed Monday. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have seen some very cold temperatures over the past couple of days, and we are going to see some warmer temperatures as we head over the next few days. It looks like we'll see back into the lower 30s and even into the 40s and 50s as we head into Sunday. Otherwise, high pressure system overhead bringing us dry weather. We're going to see dry weather all the way through Sunday, but we do have another low pressure system that will move in as we head into Sunday night, Monday into Monday night, bringing us rain showers, some areas, a little bit of some rain and snow mix. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, sunny and breezy at lower 30s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, breezy in the upper 20s, wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 50. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, low of 26. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-February, 43, record high on this date, 63 in 2006. The average low, 21, the record low is 3 below 0 in 2007. Sunset this evening, 6:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:20. It's 5 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds are light favoring the southeast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Valentine's Day, Friday the 14th of February. KNDY News time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
An emotional finish in Sin City and the Astros attempt damage control. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Playing with heavy hearts, the St. Louis Blues took to the ice for the first time since defenseman Jay Bomeister's medical scare. In a game featuring four league changes, Jonathan Marchessault's power play goal helped the Vegas Golden Knights edge the Blues 6-5 in overtime. Blues head coach Craig Berube.
It was an emotional game for us, and thought our guys played pretty hard.
On the eve of the NBA All-Star break, the Clippers and Celtics closed out the first half of the season on a high note.
Tatum, nasty step back on Shamet, creates room, drives, forces it up and in over Harrell. And the foul. Jason
Tatum takeover.
On WBZ, Jason Tatum led the way with a team-high 39 points as the Celtics took down the Clippers in double overtime, 141-133. In the only other game on the NBA schedule, the Thunder topped the Pelicans, 123-118. This is ABC Sports. Looking to move past the sign-stealing scandal, the Houston Astros addressed the scandal publicly at the team's spring training facility, second baseman Jose Altuve.
I'm not going to say to you that it was good, it was wrong.
When asked if the scheme helped the Astros win the 2017 World Series, owner Jim Crane said,
"This didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series."
The investigation led to the firings of field manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow. No players were disciplined as part of the probe. Back to hockey, with Alex Ovechkin still stuck on 698 career goals, it was T.J. Oshie who delivered in crunch time for the Washington Capitals.
Capitals, lots of pressure here from Jensen. On the outside, a tip, they score!
On WFED, Oshie's goal with 2 minutes left helped the Caps snap a two-game losing streak for a 3-2 win over the Colorado Avalanche. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Hanover defeated Axtell 58-21. Clifton Clyde took Centralia 61-54. In boys' play Thursday, Hanover beat Axtell 61-55, and Centralia took Clifton Clyde 65-40. Friday night basketball, Marysville returns to league play at Clay Center. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature games, Axtell at Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Games on air, online, and on demand. Frankfurt tips off at Troy. Hanover travels to Donovan West. Valley Heights at Centralia. Lynn entertains Wetmore. Dylan Rodell hosting Friend. And Southern tips off at Thayer Central.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Health and trade concerns remain high in the U.S. with this week's huge jump in reported coronavirus numbers in China. Reported coronavirus cases and deaths in China took a giant leap this week, while some cities became ghost towns, further raising health and trade concerns here. Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar, coordinating the U.S. coronavirus response, told the Senate Finance Committee HHS was announcing the 14th and 15th United States cases.
As of today, I can announce that the CDC has begun working with health departments in five cities to use its flu surveillance network to begin testing individuals with flu-like symptoms for the China coronavirus.
And with health worries come trade worries, specifically whether China can meet its phase one deal obligations to buy close to $40 billion in U.S. ag goods this year. National Economic Council Chief Larry Kudlow told Bloomberg News this comment.
President Xi apparently said may be a little slower to purchase American exports, but it will get done by the end of the year and next year. They're especially interested in medical supplies, pharma stuff, and agriculture.
China has already started to cut soybean and other tariffs under phase one, but could still invoke the deal's escape clause for unforeseen events like the coronavirus. Economic advisor Kudlow gave comments on last week's phone call between the two presidents.
President Xi apparently reassured President Trump in this phone call that while there might be some delays in the purchase of American exports, the markers of $200 billion over the next couple of years will, in fact, be met.
USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters at a recent cattlemen's convention in Texas the U.S. would have to be understanding if the coronavirus slows China's ability to boost buys. Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A report out says the BSE outbreak of the 1990s will likely keep the European Union from easing its strict rules on food safety. Well, that caution will likely continue, even though President Trump is threatening to slap tariffs on car imports from the EU if the countries don't start importing more U.S. farm products. European food and farming exports to the U.S. are worth $12 billion more than the imports the bloc brings in from the U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told EU officials that they should adapt food regulations to reflect sound science. But Reuters reports there's very little optimism that the EU will agree. Europeans remember the BSE outbreak and will not accept any lowering of its food standards. A trade specialist with European Policy Center says no politician will support a trade deal that's perceived as dropping those stringent standards. Trump has long complained the EU position on trade is worse than China. And earlier this week, the president said he was setting his sights on Europe, which raises the prospect of another trade war. Senators Gary Peters of Michigan and Richard Burr of North Carolina working on a bipartisan piece of legislation to give the U.S. Commerce Department a greater ability to defend smaller segments of agriculture. Politico says the bill would give the department greater authority to self-initiate investigations to help those less influential sectors combat potential trade manipulation. Peter said if you're a big industry like steel, you can hire an army of lawyers and economists to push back against unfairly subsidized trade by foreign governments. But if you're a smaller industry like cherries, blueberries, or many ag products, it's a lot more difficult. Peters sent a letter to Customs and Border Protection this week calling for an investigation into tart cherry exports from Turkey. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, and it is agriculture, as we all know. Well, the suspense is over. We now know the winner of the Farm Bureau's Dog of the Year contest. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The suspense is over. The 2020 American Farm Bureau Federation Dog of the Year is an Aussie named Flint. He's not a farm dog. He's a ranch dog from Utah. Rhett and Beth Crandall say they depend on this 11-and-a-half-year-old Australian Shepherd to move livestock through multiple pastures. He is also certified through the Canine Good Citizens Program, and in his free time, he visits with residents at senior centers in Utah. Borrowing from a Farm Bureau video you can see online on YouTube, here is Rhett and Beth talking about Flint.
A lot of times people don't understand how important a ranch dog is to a rancher. They can reduce the labor costs on a ranch. They can increase the efficiency. They can reduce the stress that are on the livestock. While all of those things are important, at the end of the day, these dogs, they are part of our family. They truly enrich our lives and make ranching really the best job in the world.
If we hadn't had Flint to kind of put this legacy on us and on our ranch, then we wouldn't know today the necessity of a good working dog. Flint is definitely getting up there in age. He doesn't know, and you can't look at him and know that he's 11 and a half years old. He's out there constantly working his muscles and his heart and his lungs. He's also doing something that he loves. I mean, there's nothing that he would rather do than be able to go to work every day. And I think that that's really helped to keep Flint young. We know that one day Flint's not going to be able to be out here chasing livestock and working the cattle like he does right now. One day he's going to have to retire from the farm and from his ranch work, but for now he's going to go out every day and keep doing the thing that he's passionate about. I know that I'm never going to be able to replace him, and there's never going to be another Flint in my life. He's definitely completed me. He's just made that long-term impact to my life.
Oh boy, we sure do get attached to our dogs, don't we? Flint's prize is $5,000 cash, a trophy plate, a year's worth of dog food and other Purina products, 4 runners-up in the contest, each getting $1,000 in prize money, a trophy plate, and a whole bunch of dog food and other items from Purina. Back after this.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This President's Day weekend, B.F. Goodrich is honoring trailblazers everywhere and our 150-year anniversary with our most monumental deal ever. Come in February 14th and 15th and get $150 via reward card after submission when you buy a set of four new B.F. Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Offer lasts just 2 days.
Head on down to Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for complete details. Offer expires 2/15/2020. Void where prohibited.
This is Jay Boyer inviting you to the Boyer Limousine and Limflex sale Sunday, March 8th at 1. We have a variety of bulls for all types of buyers, from top-of-the-line bulls to bulls for the smaller owner that won't break the bank. No matter which you choose, I'm sure you'll be happy with the limousine breed. Selling will be 40 bulls, 20 open heifers, and 5 heifer pairs. Call ahead with questions at 696-4410. See you at the 29th annual Boyer Limousine sale Sunday, March 8th at 1 at the farm, 3 miles east of Barnes.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 6 degrees with a light southeast wind. Highs warming to around 30, perhaps the lower 30s today with a perfect weekend. 50 on the high side Saturday into Sunday.
Mid-America Network Sports. Eric Stevenson had 27 points as Wichita State defeated Central Florida 75-58 last night. Dexter Dennis had 9 rebounds for Wichita State, and Grant Sherfield added 6 assists. Wichita State faces Tulane at home on Sunday. Number 3 Kansas presents a tough challenge for Oklahoma. Oklahoma has won 1 of its 3 games against ranked teams this season. Kansas is coming off a 58-49 win on the road over West Virginia in its most recent game. The Jayhawks have allowed only 56.4 points per game to conference opponents so far, an improvement from 62.8 per game they allowed to non-conference opponents. Oklahoma has dropped its last 4 road games. Kansas has won its last 4 home games. Tip-off is tomorrow in Lawrence at 11 a.m. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Hanover defeated Axtell 58-21. Clifton Clyde took Centralia 61-54. In boys' play Thursday, Hanover beat Axtell 61-55, and Centralia took Clifton Clyde 65-40. Friday night basketball, Marysville returns to league play at Clay Center. Girls and boys' games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature games, Axtell at Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Games on air, online, and on demand. Frankfort tips off at Troy. Hanover travels to Donovan West. Valley Heights at Centralia. Lynn entertains Wetmore. Dillard Odell hosting Friend. And Southern tips off at Thayer Central.
Fresh-cut flowers need prompt attention to make them last. Some tips today for avoiding floral faux pas on a Valentine's Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 14th. St. Valentine's Day is the 45th day of the year. Football coach Woody Hayes was born in 1913, and the website YouTube turns 15 years old. It was activated on this day in 2005. There's nothing sadder than a bouquet that wilts after a day or two. So keep your sweetheart happy with these tips for fresh-cut flowers. When buying roses, choose flowers that haven't yet opened or with petals just beginning to unfurl. Give the neck a gentle wiggle just beneath the bloom to make sure the stem is sturdy. When arranging in a vase, remove all foliage below the waterline. To prevent air bubbles in the stem, trim the ends underwater and cut them at an angle for better water absorption. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more flower care advice at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne.